الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي: يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: إن أولى الناس بي يوم القيامة أكثرهم علي صلاة، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. This ayat kareema is famous in the whole ummah. The whole ummah knows this ayat, إِنَّ اللَّهُ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ. The translation also everyone knows, but our Shaykh Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib rahimahumullah said people make the correct translation of this ayat but not the complete translation. Normally we translate it that Allah and the Malaika are sending durood on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There is a gathering of students of ulama, and we all will know that this is Jumla Ismiya, and one of the qualities of Jumla Ismiya is that it shows to continuity, to dawam, istimrar. And also the verb that is used, yusalluna, is fa'al mudari. And fa'al mudari also shows to continuity all the time. So the complete translation of this ayat is that all the time Allah and His Malaika ascending durood on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now that Allah is sending durood, what is the meaning of that? We all understand that Allah Ta'ala doesn't send durood as ibadat. Who's ibadat masallam? Allah is ma'bud. Allah is not abid. We are abid. Allah is ma'bud. So Allah does not make the ibadat of anyone. So Allah Ta'ala, what is the meaning of the durood which Allah Ta'ala sent? Ulama have written the meaning of the durood of Allah Ta'ala. One is made clear in the ayat kareema of the Quran Sharif, where Allah Ta'ala revealed, وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرًا, that we have made very high, very honorable your remembrance. When this ayat was revealed, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sitting on the minbar of Masjid al-Nabawi. He asked the Sahaba al-Kiram radiallahu ta'ala anhum, what is the meaning? They said they had lot of adab Sahaba. Allahu wa Rasuluhu a'lam. They were not bare adab like us, that we just open our mouth and say what we feel like. But they had the greatest amount of adab. They didn't show that I'm a know-all and give their opinion. They said Allah is Rasul, no better. And then this is a rare occasion where Allah sent the tafsir. Normally we read tafsir of Jalalain, Bedawi, Ibn Kasir, Zamakhshari, many other tafsirs we read. But this is a tafsir which Allah Himself had made. And what a beautiful tafsir. Allah's tafsir, whose tafsir can be better than that? Allah Ta'ala sent Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam with the tafsir that إِذَا ذُكِرْتُ مَعِيَّ. That whenever I will be remembered, Allah said, I've made the arrangement in the world that, oh you, my beloved Nabi, you will be remembered with me also. So we see that due to time difference in the world, we are now in Jummah time, Zuhar time, and some places they are making Asr at this moment, some places Maghrib, some places Isha, some places Fajr, due to time difference. So everywhere Adhan is called out for the namaz. Then Shafi'is make Adhan oval time. Hanafis make it a little later. So that also. So throughout the world, every split second, there are Adhans that are ringing in the air all the time. And in every Adhan, the Muazzin has to say, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. And his Adhan will never be complete without immediately after that, Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. So Allah's Zikr, Allah's Rasul Zikr. from the east to the west, every moment they azan. And how many masjids? A city like Cairo, which is known as a city of 1,000 minarets, the city of Kuala Lumpur, the city of Karachi, how many? In the Arab world, how many masjids, how many azan? Everywhere Allah's zikr, Allah's Rasul's zikr. In the morning, the first thing we hear in the morning, adhan, fajr time. Allah's zikr, Allah's Rasul zikr. The last thing we hear at night, again, adhan. When we wake up in the morning, we say, or we should read, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. First thing in the morning, Allah's zikr, Allah's Rasul zikr. When we sleep at night, we should read again, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, read kalima in sleep. Read La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. When Adam alayhi salatu wasalam was sent in this world by Allah Ta'ala, for 40 years he cried to Allah for his forgiveness, the error that he had made. After 40 years, and in that 40 years, the tears that came from his eyes, all sweet smelling flowers, in Tafsir al-Muhaymi, this is mentioned, sweet smelling flowers that will come till the day of Qiyamah is the barakat of the tears of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. Today we also make tawbah istighfar and tears come out. Those tears have got great. One drop of tear the size of the head of a fly is enough to put out the whole fire of Jahannam by Allah's mercy. So our tears we should try and drop. Anyway, after 40 years, then he told Allah, Oh Allah, forgive me in the sadqa, in the blessings of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah forgave him in me. This is the barakat of the name of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The shafaat of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But then Allah asked, Oh Adam, how do you know about Muhammad? Muhammad is coming in your progeny. He will be the last Nabi in your progeny. But how do you know about him? He said, Oh Allah, when I was in Jannat, I saw on your arsh was written, La ilaha illallah, illallah, the last word, Allah. And the first word of the second part of the kalima, Muhammadur Rasulullah. So I saw Allah, Muhammad written together. So I knew there is nobody that is more beloved to you than Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Fathers, khuda, buzur, tuhi, qissa, muhtasa. The greatest of all after Allah Ta'ala is Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this is the great position of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When a child is born, we give adhan in the right ear, iqama in the left ear. The zikr of Allah, the zikr of Allah's Rasul. When a person passes away and we close the eyelids, we should say Bismillah wa ala millati Rasulillah. And then when we put the person, when janazah namaz, Thana of Allah, Subhanakallahumma, Takbirat, Allahu Akbar. But the janazah namaz, you have to read, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad, Allahumma barik ala Muhammad. When we bury and we put the person in the lahad, in the small side of the qabr, Bismillah, wa ala millati Rasulillah. So from morning to night, birth to death, east to west, north to south, Allah's zikr is carrying on, Allah's Rasul's zikr is carrying on. And that is in our times when we are so weak in our deen. But today still, Allah zikr. So Allah said, إِذَا ذُكِرْتُ ذُكِرْتَ مَعِيَّ. So this is the remembrance. And this is the durood that Allah had made Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to be remembered all the time. And a mu'min by nature, when he hears Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's name, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam comes out. Therefore it is written, the most closest to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the day of Qiyamah will be the muhaddithin. Because they're all the time occupied with hadith. When they are reading, when they are writing a person, it comes in a hadith. As when a person writes sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as long as it's in that kitab, Allah sends mercy upon that person. So the muhaddithin all the time, how much of durood don't they read? So this is the durood which Allah is sending on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the other meaning of the durood of Allah that Allah is sending, that every moment, every split second, Allah's mercies are descending upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. More than the Victoria Falls, the Niagara Falls, these are such waterfalls that if a person stands about a kilometer from far from the waterfalls, he has to wear a raincoat. Otherwise, his whole, all his clothes become wet with the splashes of that water. Like this, Allah is sending His rahmat continuously down on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at Rozai Mubarak. And we are the fortunate people that we get the opportunity to go right in front of Rozai Mubarak. Go on the right side, go on the left side, go behind it all the time. And this waterfalls of Allah's rahmat is much more than all the waterfalls of the world put together, this pleasures. The only condition is, ulama, right, that when we go to this other waterfalls, you have to put on a raincoat so you don't get wet. Yeah, you have to take off your raincoat of sins so that those splashes hit onto your body. If you get one little splash, your work is done. But because we don't take off the raincoat of sins, we go for Hajj Umrah without namaz. While we're going for Hajj and Umrah, we return without namaz also. We go without a beard, we return without a beard. We go without any deeni conscience, we come back without deeni conscience. That rahmat which is coming on Kaaba Sharif, which is coming on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Allah has given this honorable ummah the opportunity to go around the Kaaba, to be right at Rozai Mubarak. But unfortunately, we don't take off the raincoat of sin. That is why, go to Mashayikh, Ahlullah. They will let what is called, what is bayat? Bayat, many people when they come to a shaykh, they want to make bayat, they say, hame tawbah kara do. They may let us make our tawbah. In other words, take out this green coat of sin. Now go for umrah and see Allah's rahmah. Now make two rakats of namaz. Come to your local masjid and you make two rakats of namaz and you took off your raincoat of sins, see how Allah's mercy will come on you. But when you are so geared up, you cover yourself with all the sins. While we namaz, we are thinking of what terrible things. Then how can we expect the mercy of Allah? So this is Allah's rahmat. So Allah Ta'ala is sending down continuously rahmat on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah is raising the position of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam all the time. وَمَلَائِكَتُهُ And the malaika also are continuously sending durood and salawat. Ulama, I have written the meaning of the durood, of salawat, of the malaika, is that they are continuously in the praises of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And anyone who is nature of every person, even of animals, not only of human beings, who you are indebted to, you show gratitude to that person. And a dog that gets a piece of bread from your dog, it remains loyal to that dog. One friend of ours in Trinidad, in West Indies, he says he went to the small island Tobago, and he was sitting at the beach, at the coast, at the shore, and just where the sea is, there was a river also that flows into the sea. And he saw a fish in the river, a beautiful, about half a meter long fish, beautiful colors, and it came and it threw itself onto the bank. He had a stick with him, he pushed it back into the bank again. Two, three times this happened. Then something came to his mind, he took a bigger stick and now he pushed it into the sea. And when it went into the sea, what a speed, it swam away. But it came back again and it circled around there by him. In other words, telling him thank you. It was a sea fish that couldn't live in the river. Somehow it got mixed in the river water and it had to get back to the sea. So even that fish is saying thank you, Jazakallah. So the malaika are conscious, aware of the honorable position of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Therefore they are always in the praises. We, if we are getting a cell phone, new one, latest type, then we can't stop talking about it. A man is going to take delivery of his Mercedes Benz Monday morning. Whole weekend he's cleaning the garage. He's putting a 7-sheel carpet for the Mercedes. He's painting the garage, he's washing the garage, and he's talking, this Mercedes I'm getting, he's telling his wife, his friends, his children, it's got this features, it's got that features. If we knew Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it was impossible that durood shouldn't just be flowing on our tongue. But we haven't got the ma'rifat, we don't know who our Nabi is, we got no ta'alluq, that's why we're not reading durood. Allah Ta'ala Himself says about Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the baker of the product is the most knowledgeable about the product. Allah who has got full knowledge, Allah says, وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. Really this translation in our language translates into, we have given you the sole agency of akhlaq. Nobody else has got akhlaq in the world. If anyone wants akhlaq, he will have to go to the doorstep of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The akhlaq of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وما أرسلناك إلا رحمة للعالمين. We have sent you as an embodiment, as an epitome of mercy. Not lil muslimin, not lil mu'mineen, not lil anbiya wal mursaleen, lil alameen, for all the realms. Not only for human beings and jinn, not only for Muslims, not only for non-Muslims, for all animals, all insects. Allah has sent Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as a complete mercy. If we knew how a Nabi was and what his great position, durood should just flow from us. And we didn't know how to read durood. Allah taught us how to praise my Nabi. Many times a person goes and prays somebody, but actually he's insulting the person. He doesn't know the position. Like for example, we say Prophet Muhammad. Now we didn't praise him, we insulted him. Prophet is a very low term, which the enemies of Islam have made us use also. And we refer to our Nabi as a prophet. It's like a very low tone, like the gypsies, fortune tellers. They prophesize. And from there the word prophet comes out. Our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was not like these fortune tellers who live in caravans and move from town to town. He was Allah's Nabi. So if we knew, Allama Abu Sayri rahmatullah alayhi says, فَاقَ النَّبِيِّينَ فِي خَلْقٍ وَفِي خُلُقٍ. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam surpassed all the anbiya alayhi salatu wa sallam in his outward features also. How handsome he was, more handsome than Yusuf alayhi salam. But Allah covered him, hid his beauty. You love your wife, you keep her in parda. You don't want the world to see her. You admire her. So Allah kept in a spiritual parda, Allah kept Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But those who make effort, they will see. Hazrat, one of the Sahabi comes in the khidmat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he looks at Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he looks at the 14th full moon. Few times he says, it's difficult for me to decide who is more beautiful, but my final conclusion is that my Nabi is more beautiful than the 14th full moon. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha said, the skies also have got a sun. I also have got a sun. My sun is more better than the sun of the skies. When that sun sets, my sun rises. And he wakes up. What was the فَاقَ النَّبِيِّينَ فِي خَلْقٍ وَفِي خُلُقٍ and أَخْلَاقٍ also. The sublime character of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, nobody in the world can come near him. Allama Abu Sayri himself says, فَاقَ النَّبِيِّينَ فِي خَلْقٍ وَفِي خُلُقٍ وَلَمْ يُدَانُوهُ فِي عِلْمٍ وَلَا كَرَمٍ. All the Anbiya alayhi salam together couldn't come anywhere near Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today, the race that is won in the Olympics, etc., is measured by split seconds. By thousands of a second, a person wins a race. But here, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wins the race when he's at the winning post. The other Anbiya are not still to be seen on the horizon also. They haven't come anywhere near. And this is the Anbiya alayhi salam. Yeah, so how, what akhlaq Allah gave our Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. So the malaika are continuously in the praises of Nabi sallallahu فَهُوَ الَّذِي تَمَّ مَعْنَاهُ وَسُورَتُهُ ثُمَّ اصْطَفَاهُ حَبِيبًا بَارِئٌ لِسَمِي. That Allah Ta'ala chose Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. All beauty and everything was completed on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the malaika are continuously in the praises, that is their durood. Then Allah Ta'ala, what Allah Himself was doing, what His malaika were doing, and Allah, this was a very profitable, a very great thing. So Allah Ta'ala addressed His friends, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu. Allahu waliyu alladhina amanu. Allah spoke to His friends and said, what I'm doing, what my malaika are doing, and a very profitable business, I'm asking you, you also send durood. You also. Today, lads, if butter is cheap in Checkers, you see all the phone calls going from house to house. Butter is very cheap, go and buy butter. Or anything else. And if those people get surprised, how come suddenly all our butter is sold out? Okay, so when a friend tells his friend of any good, Hazrat Maulana Shah Abdul Ghani Kulpuri Rahmatullah Ali said, this was like a share market. And there were very special shares that were going cheap, and somebody from inside knew in a few days the shares are going very high. And the prices and the dividends are going very, very high. And Allah knows everything from inside. So Allah sold us the shares And so cheap shares, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you bought one share. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad, you bought one share. The shares, hardly a single cent. The shares, hardly your throat will get dry. And what the dividends of them are. According to my very little knowledge, a person who buys one share, reads one time durood, he gets 70 benefits. It comes in the Hadith Sharif, a person who reads one time durood, Allah sends 10 duroods on him. Just imagine also, we with our stinking mouths and stinking minds and hearts, our durood, and Allah subhan, who is pure, Allah sends 10 duroods on you. You send one durood, Allah became so happy, He sends 10 durood on you. You send one durood and salam, Allah sends 10 salams on you. If you got one salamity from Allah, your work is done. Your peace of mind, contentment of heart you will have. No, you don't have to worry. So 20 already. 10 of your gunas are forgiven. 30 already. 10 of your, 10 sawats are written in your nama amal. 40 already. You are raised your position in Jannat by 10, 50 already. 10 farishtas make dua for you, 60. And you get the sawab of setting 10 slaves free, 70. Where can you get a business like this? That you just send one time durood, and what great benefit. You read one time, Jazallahu anna Muhammadan sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let us all read together. Jazallahu anna Muhammadan sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ma huwa ahlu. 70 farishtas are writing the sawab, now they have started for 1,000 days, which is about 3 years. And don't think Allah's accounting system is some very old, outdated system. That's why 70 farishtas have to write. Allah's accounting system is that which the whole world's accountants, CAs and whoever, they can become, we first the people learn ABC. Then you became a BA, then you are a very learned person. Now you become a CA and you become. And when you reach ZA, Allah knows where the world will be by then. So anyway, all the accountants, the CAs and all of them, they can't reach that accounting system of Allah. So what is the sawab? So Allah has offered this to the mu'mineen. The durood of the believers, when we are asked to send durood, sallu alayhi, send durood. Wasallimu taslima, and send salam taslima, send in abundance. And send with love and passion, with enjoyment, not to finish numbers, but with love and enjoyment, send your durood. Our durood is, there are various meanings. One is, one sahabi radiallahu ta'ala anhu was making tawaf of Kaaba Sharif. He caught the hand of a tabi'i and he told, come, let me teach you how to send durood. He taught him durood Ibrahim, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad, Allahumma barik ala Muhammad. He taught him the whole durood and he told him this is saying Jazakallah to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We didn't know how to say Jazakallah. So Allah ta'ala taught us that you send, tell me to send, and Allahu Akbar. Think of this point. That Allah commanded us, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, sallu alayhi wa sallam. You send durood. But every siha, every formula of durood, no one comes sallaytu ala nabi. Allah told us to send durood. So I'm sending, usalli ala nabi. I'm sending durood. Everyone is sallallahu. Allahumma salli. In return we told Allah, you send durood. Allah told us to send durood. Actually it seems outwardly they're adabi. The father tells a child, a sheikh tells his murid, do this work. Murid tells the sheikh, you do this work. Eh? But this is the height of adab. Because we didn't know how to send durood. This is like, for example, the sheikh tells a murid to do some work, some ordinary easy work. It's his duty, he must do it. But the sheikh tells him, for example, you make this person bad. He will say, Hadrat, how can I? You make him bad. Eh? Like that, durood, we were not fit to do it. So Allah taught us, you tell me. And Allah will send durood, Allah's durood. What is the quality of? But Allah will credit our account for it, that you send the durood. Hey, Allah will do it, and what durood Allah, if we had to send our durood, what? Our durood would have been, like in the time of Harun al-Rashid, the king of Baghdad, of Iraq. There were droughts, no water. One person living in a village at a distance of 6 months' journey, he filled water in some clay pots, Makkah. And he came 6 months, what's the condition of that water? But the king didn't see the condition of the water.
He saw the sentiment of this person. For my sake, he came 6 months journey that he heard I haven't got water. How much he loves me, how much feeling. The king is a king with a big heart. He put him up in the state mehman khala guest house and gave him royal treatment. When he sent him off, what presents he gave him. And he told the minister, do mushayyad, walk him, to see, walk with him for a distance, and show him our Dajla, show him our Tigris, our rivers, and let him see what water he got, then he'll realize what he brought. So our durood is like that, with that Mecca water. And what we get in return from Rauza and Mubarak, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replies, if we send durood now, Malaika take it. And for Friday, directly it goes. At Haram Sharif, our durood goes without the Malaika. Directly to Nabi sallallahu and Nabi sallallahu and Nabi sallallahu knows who has sent durood from us. And naturally he gets so happy. Anyone you send salam for somebody, he gets happy. For our Nabi, we should send durood and salam. So we are saying Jazakallah. We are making dua. Nabi sallallahu doesn't need our Jazakallah. He doesn't need our dua. We are in need of it. Allah in return gives us so much. And it is the praises of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Allah has commanded us for this. In the Hadith Sharif we are told, Inna awla an-nasi bi, the person who will be the closest to me, Yawm al-Qiyamah, on the day of Qiyamah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, every mu'min when he hears this, he'll jump. I must be the closest to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if we have got value. But today we just like dumb. We hear it, it makes no effect on us also. But a mu'min will jump. How can I? Yes, I'm being told. How can I be? Let me hear quickly. We'll put our hands by our ears. That let me hear. I mustn't miss out. أَكْتَرُهُمْ عَلَيَّ صَلَاةً. The person who sends the most durood upon. That person will be the closest. On the day of Qiyamah, when the sun will be just overhead, the bottom will be melting copper. What will be the condition? Those who will be with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be in what enjoyment? No difficulty, and the one simple way to become is أَكْثَرُهُمْ عَلَيْهِ صَلَاةً, those who send the most durood. Whoever sends more durood is going to be more closer to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The ulama have written three meanings of this. The first is physically, bodily to be close to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the day of Qiyamah. What a great ni'mah. What a thing a mu'min will cherish. The second is the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam begged on Hazrat Mu'adh ibn Jabal. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, O Mu'adh, I think when you return here, you won't meet me and you'll pass by my masjid and my qabr. Then Hazrat Mu'adh radiallahu ta'ala started crying, Jusha'a, with heavy, heavy sobbing and tears. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam consoled him, what a word, that O Mu'adh, al-muttaqoon, the muttaqeen, they are the most haythu kan, aina kan, man kanu, whoever they are, wherever they are. So the person who sends durood will be the most closest to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he'll gain the most love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The third meaning, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will intercede the most for that person who reads the most durood sharif. So durood sharif is a great ibadah. One durood that comes, that is mentioned in the hadith, so for Friday, to read it 1,000 times. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa alihi alfa marra. Oh Allah, send durood on Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam 1,000 times 1,000 times. How much is that? 1,000,000. And we are encouraged to read this durood on a Jummah 1,000 times. 1,000 times 1,000,000? Billion. So every person can become a real billionaire, a real billionaire. With all our money, with all our properties, investments, it's nothing, it's paper money. And the government can nationalize things overnight, and everything is lost. We can fall ill, and you get one heart attack, you're dead, you lost everything. Your properties, your investments, are going to come in the qabr, but your durood will come with you, wherever you are. In this whole world, wherever, in the qabr it will be with you, Qiyamah day it will be with you. Jannat forever, your dividends are still going to carry on coming. So this is that great, great ibadah of sending durood sharif. So I pray, one durood on a Jummah after Asr, we should try and read that durood also. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin nabiyil ummi wa alihi wa sallim taslima. A person who reads it 80 times after Asr sitting on his place, 80 years of gunas are made, ma. 80 years of sawabs are written for that person. Who's going to live for 80 years and only make guna? or only make sawab in 4 minutes every Jummah, we can acquire that. What a great ibadah. It comes in the hadith, Al-Bakhilu idha dhukirtu indahu falam yusalli alayya. A stingy, miserly person is that person that my name is taken and he doesn't read durood on me. Hey, there is a Urdu proverb, Makki Chus, that a very stingy person who sucked the fly. Proverbs are not thought about. Something happens and a proverb comes out from there. One person was eating soup curry and a fly fell in his soup. The fly started flying out again. So he caught the fly and he started sucking the fly. He said, you can go, I got nothing to do with you, but my soup you can't take. What a stingy person, a fly that is such a dirty insect. And how much of soup on that fly? But so from there it came Makichus. So that is a stingy. Wallah, a person who hears the name of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam qurbani for us, sacrifices for us, gave us the passport of Jannah, made us with this beautiful masjid, this beautiful Jummah with all this farishtas here. Hey, in whose sattah? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And we can't say one jazakallah, we can't read one durood. How stingy, and what it cost you to read one durood? You know, not 1 cent, even if you're so stingy that you don't give somebody ice in winter. The more stingy is that person who doesn't read durood. One old man, couple, all the children got married, left. There were only the couple left in the house. So the old man, when he used to go for Isha, he should put off the lamp in the old days. That the old lady now, she just has to make Isha. She doesn't need light, what she needs light for. Don't waste the wheat, don't waste the oil. One day he came from halfway back again. He knocked on the door and he told her, don't open the door. I forgot to put off the wick, I just came to remind you. She said that 60 years we married. You trained me so well. You forgot, I put it off. You're so worried about that wick that is burning that little bit and the oil. But your sole of your shoe that you had to walk back from there till here. What about that? So he said, I thought about it at that point. And I took out my shoes, my sandals, and I put them under my armpit. When I reach back to that point, I will wear them again. Then she said that you told me I mustn't open the door. Why you told me I mustn't open the door? He said that the hinges will get worn out so much. How much the hinge is going to get worn out? You open the door and you close it again. So stingy. But wallah, a person who doesn't read durood is even more stingy than that. So in summary, durood is a great ibadah. This is that ibadat which Allah is doing, not as an ibadat, but Allah is also engaged in sending durood. Malaika engaged. When we send durood, we are doing what they are doing also. And the rewards are so great. And a person who deprives himself can't be more harmful and more depriving to himself than anything a person. And we should think today is Jummah, how many of us, how much we send durood. Every day we should send durood, Jummah we should increase. May Allah give us tawfiq and accept us. And inshallah, tomorrow will be the Islahi Jalsa in Ermelo. From Asr to Isha, try to attend. All these more discussions will take place. And at the end of February 22-23, those dates, there will be Islahi Jalsa in Azadwal. Try and attend there also. Wa akhiru da'wana.